morning, Lee. It has been a little while, but it's lovely to be with you this morning.
There's a few parents and school kids just a little bit grumpy at the moment with the situation with the school bus service that we do have on the Northwest Coast. For those that are not aware, tell us a little bit more.
That's right, Lee. I mean, last year I had a number of parents contact me via my office about their concerns about proposed changes to the bus network on the Northwest Coast. And this year I must say that, you know, every week I'm hearing from someone who's been adversely affected by these changes, whether it be the closure of the transit centre in Devonport for the Red Line service, the changes to the Red Line service and delays within that service now, meaning people are waiting around for an hour. But just this last week, I met with a group of parents from Burnie Primary School who are really concerned about the changes and what that means for their children. Up until now, last year, they were able to pick up the bus at school. It would stop at school and pick them up and then deliver them home right outside their home. And with these new changes, they're now having to get the bus out on Morville Road, which is a very busy section of road in Burnie.
Very busy thoroughfare,
school
yes.
Times, it's, you know, becomes very congested and very busy. And of course, they are also concerned about the development with the court facility opposite that area as well, and the children alighting the bus there. And that's another thing that they raised with me, that there still hasn't been good information provided to the community about those proposed changes and what that site will look like and entry into the site. The other thing that they're really concerned about is this new bus service that their children are catching is quite overcrowded. And it also means that for one family, their son has to walk 1.6 kilometres when he gets off the bus in the Romaine area, when previously the service picked him up outside his house.
Do you believe this decision would have been made out of offices in Hobart? Because I always come to the conclusion of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's exactly right, Lee, and that's what I think too. I mean, these changes need to be reviewed. They've obviously been made by decision makers in Hobart or consultants that have been involved in the rescheduling of bus services across the Northwest Coast who don't have that intimate local knowledge and who obviously haven't listened really to the concerns of people that were raised during the consultation period.
Can't find the sense in making these decisions out of an office in Hobart when it's completely different to a local area in the northwest of the state. It just doesn't make sense. And no wonder these parents and children are frustrated and they want some answers. That thoroughfare around Morville Road, as you just touched on, will be busier than Flinders Street Station in Melbourne at 4 o'clock on a Friday.
It's very, very busy, and I can understand why they're concerned with younger children having to find their way unaccompanied from Burnie Primary School out to that major arterial road. The young children, primary school age children, having to wait there, and there's a very short period of time that they've got to get from school out to the road to get onto that connecting bus. And you're absolutely right. Why fix something that wasn't broken? And for these parents, they weren't, you know, for one of the parents, she wasn't even aware that the bus service has changed, and her child was waiting for the bus first morning of school and it didn't arrive. You know, people aren't pleased with these changes, and the feedback that I'm getting is that they're not more convenient for people. They've actually made it less convenient for people. And I intend to be raising this matter again in the Parliament next week and writing to the Minister, calling on the decisions around this particular bus route to be reviewed and that they're to be, you know, back to the status quo. It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And that was the question I was about to ask you. What now? What do we do now?
Well, I just think that, you know, this service worked so well before. It was so convenient for everybody involved. And now you have all of those added stresses about potentially missing the bus service, getting off in a really busy area for unaccompanied children, but also having to walk long distances when you get home.
And you've got some information as well, just an extension to this as well.
Well, I've also had representation from representatives from Vincent Industries and Speak Out around disability advocacy. And one of my constituents' mothers has contacted me, actually concerned about the bus service from Wivenhoe to Wynyard, which her son uses every day to access his place of employment, which is Vincent Industries. And I've had feedback from Vincent Industries that a number of the issues that they raised during the consultation period around the changes to bus services haven't been noted and haven't been implemented within the changes. And so a number of their employees are being disadvantaged by the changes, having to walk longer distances to bus stops. And for this young man, for him accessing the bus to his place of employment, which he's worked there for over 3 years and loves his job, this service won't be available during the school holidays, which I can't understand. I mean, why, if it's a dual access service that's providing a service to both those that are, you know, using it for to get to their appointments or to their place of employment, as well as to school, why would you then cancel it during the school holidays? And this means that he will have no way of getting to work.
It just seems that there are only concerns, the powers that be, about a faster network in their terms and not worried about the people.
They're actually going to be using it.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. So that to me just doesn't make sense. And so I'm following that up on their behalf as well, and we'll be raising that in the Parliament this week as well and bringing it. I believe they've brought it to the attention of Minister Michael Ferguson, but I'll be bringing it to his attention again.
So you've heard from Metro at all, Anita. I suppose you get the same response. We're going to investigate it and see what we can do.
Well, I will write to Metro as well around the changes. I understand, though, that the changes have been administered by the Department of State Growth, and so Metro are providing the service. And so I think our bus drivers do an amazing job and certainly did a wonderful job during COVID as well under extreme pressure. But I will certainly also be writing to Metro. And I do understand that their response to the parents' concerns over overcrowding that has been brought to their attention, and they have said that they will look into that. So I thank them for that.
Yeah, all the bus drivers do a wonderful job in our community. There's no doubt about that. But as we keep saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right.
So we've got a bit to discuss there. The less bus stops for our school kids, leaving at inconvenient times,
right,
no longer stopping outside our schools. So therefore, that equals upset parents and kids.
It does.
And overcrowded buses, that doesn't make sense either, even if we didn't have the COVID situation.
That's right.
Who wants to be on a bus where you're overcrowded and you're rushing to get to your bus so you don't miss it? So,
that's right.
Anita Dow, you have a great week in Hobart.
Great. Thank you very much, Lee.